Chapter 8. A Meeting. I spent the next day among the mountains and valleys, and by evening I felt much calmer and my thoughts were happier. But the following day when I woke up, it was raining very heavily and a mist covered the mountains, and once again I felt depressed and miserable. In spite of the rain, I decided to climb to the top of the Montanvert Glacier. The climb up was steep, but there was a good path, and I often stopped to admire the view. It took me several hours to reach the glacier. The sun was shining when I arrived, and the beauty of the scenery filled me with happiness once again. Suddenly, I saw a man in the distance coming towards me, with superhuman speed. He jumped effortlessly over the rocks and cracks in the ice that I had crossed with great caution. As he came nearer, I could see that he was much taller and bigger than a normal man. It was the monster, my creation. I trembled in fear and anger, but I decided that I would stand my ground and wait for him to approach. Then I would take away the life that I had so foolishly given him. "Murderer!" I screamed. "I'll kill you for what you've done!" But what happened next was so completely unexpected that it stopped my fury, and I stood silent, incapable of movement or speech. The monster raised his hand and began to speak. This thing I had created had reason and was capable of speech.
"I expected these words from you,"
he said quite clearly and calmly.
"Everyone hates ugly, miserable creatures like me. You created me, but you hate me. You even intend to kill me. But I ask you to do your duty towards me, and if you agree to my conditions, I will leave you and yours in peace. However, if you refuse, I will kill you all."
Furious, I jumped on him, but he was much too strong for me.
"Be calm," he said. "You are my master and I do not wish to harm you. Believe me, I want to be good and kind to people. But you made an ugly creature who people hate and fear. I am forced to live a miserable and lonely existence among mountains and glaciers, and I have learned to hate because of my experiences with others. You are the only person with the power to change all this, and if you do, you can be sure that your family and friends will be safe. You have no choice but to listen to me."
He turned, and I followed him across the ice to the hut where he lived.